USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Over 100,000 people RSVP to come to President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Houston with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun-grabbing liberal, well, the Democrats have given you one.
President Trump at the rally bashing Democrats.
You know, explain that to me. They're for open borders, which means crime, and for massive tax cuts. They're against law enforcement. They're totally against ICE and law enforcement. They're against your military, and they're not good to your vets. How do you win on that platform? Now, how do you win?
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted, but no more.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful
He's
Ted.
Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
They have a lot of everybody in that group. It's a horrible thing, and it's a lot bigger than 5,000 people, and we got to stop them at the border.
President Trump expressing his concern about the caravan. The president says he will send members of the U.S. military to stop these people from crossing the border. President Trump also threatening to cut off U.S. aid to countries like Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money. Every year we give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing.
Long lottery lines at gas stations and grocery stores across the country as people get in on two huge jackpots, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion and Powerball at $620 million. One can only dream.
You know, somebody's got to win it. It might as well be one of us.
Your odds of winning? Terrible. One in about 300 million. Mega Millions played Tuesday and Friday night. Powerball Wednesday and Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two Ernest Hemingway stories written in the mid-1950s and rarely seen since to be published next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Hemingway's celebrated novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls, the Hemingway Library Edition, is scheduled for the summer of 2019 release, and the director of his literary estate, Michael Katakis, recently told the Associated Press that two other works, The Monument and Indian Country and the White Army, will be included in that special reissue of For Whom the Bell Tolls. And the new edition will also include the story A Room on the Garden Side, which had been little known beyond the scholarly community before the Strand magazine published it over the summer. For Whom the Bell Tolls was in the news earlier this year, as it was a favorite of the late Senator John McCain, who died in August, and the title of an HBO documentary about the Republican and Vietnam War veteran. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An update now on that U.S. Navy helicopter that crashes on board the USS Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.